Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends, the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Also, look out for our special bonus Valentine's episode coming this Saturday. And now it's time for today's episode, The Toy Robot. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, the Jifflings are having a wonderful time setting up their very own mini golf course.
Oh.
Mini golf is where you have a special stick called a club, and you have to hit a little ball around all kinds of obstacles and into a tiny hole, which is always lots of fun, especially when you build the course yourself. All the Jifflings were searching through the sea cupboard, looking for old bits and bobs to use in their mini golf adventure.
Ooh, look! I found these old toothpicks, which we could use as clubs to whack our golf balls with.
Aye, and we could use this spare drain pipe as a tunnel to hit the ball through on its way to the hole.
Oh yes, Albert, that's a great idea. And what have you found, Friedeline?
Well, I have spied with my little Jiffling eye this lovely teacup, which we could use as the hole to hit the ball into at the end of the mini golf.
Yeah!
Aye!
The Jifflings were very happy with that idea, so Friedeline leaned over to pick up the teacup. But as she reached out her little Jiffling paw, Miss Katie stepped in front of her. Oh no, Friedeline, you can't use that teacup. That's my teacup, and I need it to brighten up this shelf I built earlier. All the Jifflings looked at the teacup, just sitting there on the shelf. It did look quite nice, but it wasn't really doing anything.
Huh. It does not look like the very busy teacup, Miss Katie. Are you sure we cannot use it?
Like, why don't we borrow it for mini golf now, and then, like, put it back later?
No. You see, it's my teacup, Hedge, and I think it looks perfect right where it is, where I can enjoy it.
Wouldn't it be even nicer if we could all enjoy it, though, playing mini golf?
That's a very good point, young pumpkin. Having things can certainly be nice, but they're even better when everyone can join in. Oh, you can enjoy it too, pumpkin. Just stand here with me and admire it. Once again, all the Jifflings looked at the teacup, just sitting there on the shelf, doing nothing.
Well, I mean, this is just a little bit boring, Miss Katie.
Like, when can we play the tiny golf game, man?
Then Friedeline stepped forwards.
Miss Katie, you of course do not have to let us use your special things, but we would all have more fun if you did.
Uh-oh, Jiffs. That's the sound of an object which has been lost or thrown away on Earth, and now it has found its way into your net. Time to all pull the object up onto the deck. The object fell onto deck with a clinkety-clack. It was silver and shiny and very proud-looking. As always, the Jiffs began guessing what the object could be.
I think that's like a big mechanical security guard that we can put outside the kitchen to stop our pet mouse Jeffrey eating all the biscuits.
Oh no, Hedge. I think this is a naughty tin genie who got put to sleep by an angry wizard.
Then Friedeline stepped forward, for she knew exactly what the object was. She popped up onto the story seat and got ready to tell her tale.
This is the toy robot. And my old window cleaner, Soapy Colin, told me all about it. A very long time ago, there was a little lord called Leroy who lived in a great big house with a great big bedroom where Leroy kept all of his toys. He had the little music box which he kept on his windowsill and a lovely cuddly teddy called Tim next to his bed. But his favorite toy of all was his shiny toy robot, which he kept locked away where nobody could play with it, so it did not get broken. Now, little Lord Leroy had the three best friends who each had the favorite toy too. His friend Walter had the bouncing ball. And his friend Deborah had the little toy car. And his other friend Wolfgang had the wonderful rag doll with the cheeky little grin. Well, Leroy's friends would dream up the fun, clever games to play with their toys and to all have fun. But whenever they asked the Leroy to bring his toy robot, he would say no, because he wanted to keep it safely locked away. Well, Leroy's friends were very disappointed, but the little lord would not change his mind. And instead of joining in the fun with his friends, he just sat in his room looking at his robot. Soon, Leroy's friends stopped even asking if they could play with his robot. And instead, they went away and started the wonderful game of Piggy in the Middle. From his window, Leroy could see all of the jolliness and laughter of the middle piggy, whilst he sat alone, doing nothing. Then he realized that he wanted the fun too, and that he missed his friends more than he liked his little robot. So he called out of his window,
Walter!
Yes?
Deborah!
Yes?
Wolfgang!
What?
Please, can I play? It looks terribly fun!
Yes!
So, Leroy ran down to join his friends. And they all had the lovely special times, each taking turns to be the piggy. And after a while, Leroy forgot all about the toy robot, because he had realized it was better to join in with the others than to keep things just for himself.
And because the toy robot was forgotten, it's ended up here.
Indeed, Albert. And now it's time to reuse it. But what could it be today?
I think he could be like a dinner gong and bang on his big tin chest whenever it's time for yum-yums, man.
Then Miss Katie stepped forward, for she knew exactly what to use the robot for. Why don't we use it to make the best mini golf course ever and hit our little golf balls through Albert's drainpipe, between the legs of the toy robot, and then into my teacup? That way, we can all have fun.
Yeah!
Oh, Miss Katie, that's a wonderful thought. And so Miss Katie passed the teacup to Friedeline, who helped to set up the course. And then all the GIFs had lots of fun trying to get their golf balls through the robot's legs and into the teacup. And Miss Katie found that she enjoyed being with her friends much more than just having a thing that she wasn't even using anyway. And then they packed everything neatly away in the sea cupboard, and after a delicious supper, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
But I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Yeah, man. Like this one from America. It says, "Hi, I'm Evelyn and I'm 3. I live in Bridport, Vermont. I love Hedge because he's so silly. He goes to sleep one night, 2 nights, 3 nights. He's also clumsy. I listen to the Jifflings at night and in the car and in the bathtub sometimes too."
Ooh, thank you, Evelyn. We're very happy that you like listening to our adventures.
That's right, Pumpkin. And we have this review too, from South Korea. It says, "Hi, I'm Haley and I love Bottleship. I don't have a favourite Jiffling because they're all so funny. Keep the episodes up."
Oh, thank you very much, Haley. That is a very special review. Aye, and thank you to everyone who left a review or sent us an email. Oh, we really do love to hear from everybody.
Yes, thank you all very much. And if you'd like to send us an email too, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. We really would love to hear from you. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.